From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, a powerful Instagram post from Kelly Stafford, the wife of Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. Kelly announced that she began feeling weird health issues a few months ago. After coming up empty, doctors finally found a brain tumor. She's now getting ready for doctors to take it out. Two, on the campaign trail, the Democrats are piling up the cash. Bernie's in the lead, but Beto's making it a lot faster. And old Joe's cleaning up his act. Mayor Pete, by the way, raking in green, too. But while all of this is happening, it seems AOC may have taken a bunch of cash illegally. The newest FEC filing against the Anointed One will come up. And number one, the crisis at the border is no longer a debate, and all the Democrats and media whores that tried to tell you it wasn't real are being forced to tell you the truth and admit services are overwhelmed. The border is overwhelmed, and the truth is, we need a wall, period. But there are some who simply refuse to accept reality, and we need to take a closer look at that because it doesn't matter how bad the situation is. These fools would rather win a political point against Donald Trump in some way than to put America's security first. There are those like the Boston Herald in an editorial and an op-ed yesterday writing in part, protecting the sovereignty and security of the United States are responsibilities of the commander-in-chief. And if those elements are being compromised by an influx of immigrants at the southern border, President Trump must use the tools at his discretion to remedy the matter. In conclusion, the Boston Herald wrote this, until Congress acts, President Trump should close the border if necessary. He must do it in the name of humanity, as well as the sovereignty and security of the United States. This comes from the Boston Herald. There is a shift politically. There is a shift in the narrative from the major media outlets now because they can no longer lie about what's going on the southern border. As I said, these media whores tried to tell you for a long time that Donald Trump was making up the idea of a problem on the southern border. The idea of a wall was far-fetched and silly, but there are those that drink the Kool-Aid every day that refuse to change the narrative themselves, and those are mostly found in pursuit of the Democratic nomination for president of the United States. Among those, Julian Castro, a fairly unknown member of Congress from Texas, but of course he is running for president with 106 other Democrats or socialists. Hard to tell the difference anymore. He's a far-left ideologue who will do anything to win, even if it damages the country. In that respect, he certainly isn't alone. Many of the Democrats have demonstrated that propensity. Listen to his insane ideas for immigration. Bite number one. Go.
You are the first of the 2020 candidates to present a comprehensive immigration plan. So let's go through it, because I have a lot of questions for you. So here's what you have said. We'll put up the first graphic of what you're calling for. End border wall construction. Increase refugee quotas. Let me stop you right there, because as you know, right now at the border, the Customs and Border Protection agents say they are overwhelmed by the number of people coming in and families seeking asylum. Why would you increase those numbers?
Well, you know, about four decades ago, the United States actually set a cap on the number of refugees at about 100 or 110,000. I think right now we might be at 30 or 40,000. During that time, we've basically been going downward. Now, these are refugees as opposed to the folks who are seeking asylum that you're talking about, people presenting themselves at the border. But as I'm sure you'll get to, I also believe that we should handle the people that are presenting themselves at the border differently.
And tell me about that, because, again, the feeling from this administration is that we are in a full-blown crisis and that they are overwhelmed by it. How do you think we should tackle?
You know, that I don't believe their narrative. I don't believe the BS that women and children who are fleeing dangerous circumstances present a national security threat to this country.
I guess Jay Johnson, the Director of Homeland Security for the Obama administration, he says it's a crisis. Every agent that works for Customs and Border Patrol that is on the southern border says it's a crisis. The current administration says it's a crisis. Some say they need twice as many agents as they have, but make no mistake, soon all of the Democrats will embrace this stupidity. I mean, come on, what else can you call this anymore? It's a crisis. But here's Julian Castro saying we have to end border wall construction. Why? Why would you do that? Because you think we're all going to sing Kumbaya and have a big old, you know, dance around the campfire? It's abject stupidity. And it puts us in a dangerous place because it puts everyone at risk. If you don't control the border, you don't know who's coming in. You don't have any control over what's happening. You have no control over your country. And it's another step towards the mob rules. It's another step towards anarchy, because if you don't care about the rule of law, then America will cease to be America. America has always been a nation of laws. Now, yes, have some gotten away with it because they can buy their own, you know, their freedom, because they have privilege? Sure. Has the system sometimes unfairly rewarded those that have means over those that do not? Sure. These things happen. These things have always happened in America and far beyond. But the truth is, in America, the rule of law has always been first and foremost. All men equal under the law. And that must continue. You cannot pick and choose the laws you want to follow. You cannot pick and choose, well, we want sanctuary cities, we don't want to follow these laws. Well, then you complain when sheriffs in places like Colorado say, you know what, we're not going to enforce what we consider to be unconstitutional federal gun laws. We're going to have sanctuary gun counties. Well, you can't do that. My God, how can you ignore the law? Well, then how can you ignore the law when it comes to federal immigration policies? Well, that's different. It's humanity. It's children. And Donald Trump is ripping children from the arms of their mothers. Please. You don't get to pick and choose which laws you want to obey. It's all or none. Either all the laws matter or none of the laws matter. You don't get to pick and choose some middle ground that you find convenient or you find palatable to your view of the world. Either all of the laws matter or none of the laws matter. There is no middle ground here. And I'm going to opt with all of the laws matter. And if you want the laws changed, then you go to your legislature or whatever governing body is in charge of the law you're concerned with. Maybe it's at the local level, the state level, the federal level, whatever it is. That's the path by which you pursue change. You do not pursue change by ignoring the law. When you ignore the law and flaunt the law, we have a word for that in America. It's called criminal. When you openly ignore the law because you don't think it applies to you, and you accept only the laws that you think are appropriate, the term for that in America and the Western world is criminal. Very simple. And I believe that those that do not follow the immigration laws of the federal government, as set down over decades and centuries, that yes, you're clearly breaking the law and you should be held to account. Unfortunately, nobody has been thus far, but you should be held to account, because that kind of behavior tears apart the very fabric of this country. If you refuse to follow the laws that are laid down, you're tearing the fabric of this country. We are a nation of laws. And that is the bottom line. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy-saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.